I'm Sean P. Meddy, and I will be portraying the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, presented by the Carnegie in Covington and the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra, playing January 21st through 31st. What sets this Wizard of Oz apart from many of the other Wizards of Oz is this is a lightly staged version. That means the symphony is on stage with us, and it may not have all the sets and the props and bells and whistles that you're used to, but it's still going to be a great big fun adventure for the entire family. All the songs that you know and love will be in there. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, We're Off to See the Wizard, If I Were King of the Forest.
If I were king of the forest.
All those great hits will be in there. This is the first production at the Carnegie that combines all the different elements of the Carnegie. It combines the theater department, the education department, and the galleries. The set is designed by local artist Pam Kravitz. The education department's worked in. There will be four kids from Camp Carnegie that will be sharing the stage with the professional actors. So I'm really excited to play the Cowardly Lion. The Cowardly Lion, for me, is a bucket list role. It's one of the few roles on my list that I've always wanted to play. I like Bert Lahr's portrayal of it. I also like there was a production with Nathan Lane as the Cowardly Lion. So I can't wait to bring my own unique Cincinnati Sean P. Meddy spin on the Cowardly Lion and entertain everybody from the little tots to the grown-up adults. For more information about The Wizard of Oz at the Carnegie, go to wvxu.org. Right now I'm reading Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Leaves of Grass is always a book that I've wanted to read, and I was gifted a leather-bound copy of it, so I felt that this was absolutely the appropriate time to read it. I'm a big fan of poetry. Since I have to memorize scripts a lot, I find that poems are something that I can easily read a couple a night and not interrupt any other processes that are going on in my brain. I find that Whitman's poetry is very accessible. A lot of times people hear poetry, especially something that's not current, and they don't think it's accessible. But I feel like even though Walt Whitman wrote this during the 19th century, it's not above people's heads. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman.